Let's start here. I know that slide makes it look like I'm homeless. I'm not currently homeless. I don't think I've ever been homeless. That federal definition, you know, is kind of broad. I might have been homeless, according to the federal government, at some point. My history with this issue really goes back to about 2013, when our mayor got very interested in the panhandling that was going on in our community and wanted to try to stop it. He honestly believed that our community was so generous that homeless cartels in Houston, 2 hours away, were busing homeless people into our community in minivans and Suburbans to stand on our corner during the day, take advantage of our citizens, and then siphon our money back to Houston. I think he had an optimistic view of the generosity of our community, but then he was the mayor, right? He asked me to begin researching ways that the city could eliminate panhandling in our community. Can we make it illegal? Can we arrest those people? Can we move them out of our community? I did a pretty broad research across the state of Texas and even nationally into what has been done and what can be done. Eventually convinced him not to do that, and ultimately compiled that research into a paper that I presented in 2017 to the annual City Attorneys Conference, the TCAA Conference of City Attorneys. That paper was titled Regulating the Homeless, a Dispassionate and Apolitical Examination. Because as you know, these are both hot button issues. This very much turns into a red versus blue question anytime that it gets debated. And I tried very hard to simply review the law and talk about what the options could be. And then let's let the elected officials make the decision about which of those options they wanted to choose. That was the goal that I took. I've included that 2017 paper in your materials in the notebook for today. You can go through the analysis at pretty deep level. Understand that is a little outdated now. There have been some things that have changed. We're going to talk about those changes here today, though, okay? My conclusion in that paper, and what is still true today, is that homelessness regulations cannot prohibit sleeping in public, and panhandling regulations can't restrict protected free speech. That leaves very limited avenues for regulation of these kinds of activities. Let's start with homelessness. These ordinances are frequently called anti-camping ordinances, especially if you're from the year 1984. Homelessness regulations cannot prohibit sleeping in public. That is a constitutional issue. You don't remember that the last time you read the Constitution, but I promise you it's right there between the 7th and 9th Amendments. You remember what the 8th Amendment is? Cruel and unusual punishments. How does that relate to sleeping in public? Okay, let's start with status crimes. All right, the lawyers in the room are all going, okay, I got it. Status crimes are unconstitutional. If I, by fiat, create a regulation that says it is illegal, it is a crime to be a woman, half the population are criminals, right? If I impose a felony penalty on women for the status of being a woman, that is cruel and unusual punishment. Mary Jane can't do anything to prevent being a woman. Okay, there's options more available today than there used to be, but that is cruel and unusual punishment. What if I reduce the penalty down to a misdemeanor? Let's say it's no more than 6 months in jail. That's clearly, our society would not allow that, right? What if it's a fine only, no jail time at all, $500 maximum, Class C misdemeanor because I'm a city? Even at that level, in fact, the court has said any penalty, even if there's no money or jail time associated with it, any penalty for a status crime is inherently cruel and unusual because the defendant in that case did nothing right? In law school, we would talk about a mens rea element of crimes. How did you get from there to sleeping? Courts add two elements to that argument in order to arrive at, is cruel and unusual to punish someone for sleeping in public? The first is that sleeping is an essential part of the status of being human. You can't stop sleeping any more than Mary can stop being a woman. Try it sometimes. It won't work. Okay, maybe for a little while.